This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I know the biggest headline is this pet goldfish that I guess had a tumor removed. I know that's like the headline I'm supposed to open with. I promise I'll get to that story. I know it's very important for a lot of people what happened to the pet goldfish who survived. There's pictures of the pet goldfish survived the surgery. Fantastic. But I want to talk about something else right now. So yesterday was Yom Kippur. It started Tuesday night at midnight, no, at sundown, and then it goes to Wednesday night at sundown. And there was a synagogue shooting in Germany while this was going on, one of the holiest days of the Jewish year, where Jews are fasting and without food and water for 24 hours, where they're shut off completely from electronics. We aren't supposed to use electricity. We aren't supposed to use our oven. We aren't supposed to, you know, use our phones. That I kind of failed on. I checked my phone. Well, I had a former student was going through something that was kind of serious, and he was trying to text me, and I had to, like, I couldn't, like, think, you know, that I was ignoring him. And then one of my Jewish friends was having trouble fasting because she wasn't feeling good. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, I was like, I'm here for you, babe. And so, you know, there were kind of some things that were going on with the phone, which, by the way, you really, really, really need to, you know, when you're in temple and, you know, the rabbi's up there, and I'm sure this happens in, you know, church and mosques and things like that, when somebody's cell phone goes off. My cell phone was on vibrate, you know, so it was just like the bzz, bzz, bzz. And that could be anything, you know. That could be, yeah, so that could be somebody's beeper or pager. But, you know, when people's cell phone were going off, right, during the service, and the rabbi would turn around and give a look like, and what you do is you never look down, even if it's not your phone, because if you look down, that looks like it's your phone. So anytime, and I was watching this, anytime somebody's cell phone was going off, you just kind of like looking straight like, huh, why did the service stop? Yeah, even if it's your cell phone, right? So that nobody thinks your cell phone, because everybody gives you a dirty look when your cell phone's going off. They're like, please, come on. You're like, aw. Like, yeah, like you were really praying. You were sitting there daydreaming like the rest of us. You don't even speak Hebrew. Yeah, like it's really my cell phone interfering. Really, honestly, you know, I do want to talk to Judaic scholars and the powers that be to ask if we can access cell phone, because now that's a form of communication. And if your kids aren't at temple and they're on the way and they can't find temple because you didn't bring them enough as a kid, you know, you need to be able to access your cell phone. But the reason why I bring up the cell phone issue is because while we were in prayer and while we were talking about anti-Semitism, we were up on the giving a sermon was a Baptist priest. Really fantastic guy who was talking about having gone to concentration camps, going to a concentration camp, doing the March of the Living program, and then going to Israel. You know, he was talking about how, you know, a lot of Christians, you know, support Israel, and it was fantastic to hear him. He was great orator, fantastic orator. But we were speaking on anti-Semitism, and meanwhile, while all this was happening, I can't cuss, but some piece of crap, weenie, son of a flippin' decides to shoot at a synagogue in Germany while they were in prayer. Now, we weren't supposed to access our phones, we don't access our internet or whatever, so a lot of people didn't know this happened until after Yom Kippur. And not that we would have done differently, I mean, the majority of Jews would have probably sat there and said, we're still praying. I mean, I, you're not going to mess with our holiday. You're not going to mess with our salvation. Uh-uh-uh, going to happen. We're atoning for our sins. Bring it. But it would have been nice to know. All right. Luckily, you know, our temple had a lot of security. But, you know, unfortunately, in this synagogue shooting in Germany, two people died. And apparently there were these iron gates that stopped the shooter. He's alive, and I think he was taken into custody. We don't know that much about him. The Charleston church shooting, Dylan Roof was like a 21-year-old. The mosque shooting was also a young guy. And we think this man who was shooting the German synagogue was trying to parallel Dylan Roof's Charleston shooting or the mosque shooting in New Zealand. And I think, and he also live streamed it. So people watched this on Amazon Twitch, they say. I didn't see it because, again, I was in temple and I wasn't on my phone, you know, doing what I wasn't supposed to do, except for those two people I was talking to, texting. And so, again, sorry, Rabbi, but if somebody is anti-Semitic or anti-Christian or anti-Muslim or just outright racist and you want to look like a hero, you don't shoot us in the back when we're our most vulnerable. I mean, you guys remember the Yom Kippur War. That was a war where Israel was ascended on during their most holiest day. Yeah, that might be strategy, but that is the weeniest, most least heroic way if you want to make a statement. I mean, if anybody out there is thinking about shooting somebody in prayer, I mean, don't, okay? You know, you're a piece of crap. I mean, then you're really going to triple go to hell. But, I mean, if you really want to fight, if you want to kill Jews or you want to kill Christians or you want to bring it and bring it to our face. If you want war, let's have war. I'm ready. I got guns. I am ready. And I'm upset that I didn't get to hear about the shooting because I really would have grabbed one of my guns and I would have stood at the gates of my temple, making sure nobody tried to break into my temple. I would rather on temple or on Yom Kippur stand their guard against some jerk that wants to bring people down. I'm fine with that. And if I have to go to hell, I have to go to hell. But, you know, behind our backs, when we're praying, when we're, you know, facing an ark, or in you know, Muslim religion kneeling, or, you know, Catholicism kneeling, you coming from behind us, or in Bible study and shooting us, that doesn't make you a hero. That makes you the weeniest piece of crap, son of a flipping duck that I could even think of. And so if you really want, I mean, anybody out there, if you really want to shoot, all right, name the day. Okay, I'll be there. And I'm sure a lot of us will be there. Let's put an end to this, and you do it to our face, and let us knock you out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathaniel for, for making this show happen. And big thanks to GCN Network, who is allowing Danielle to make the show happen and work the dials. Okay, you know what? I know I've said it a million times. I'm a little verklempt. I'm sorry. It was real rough last couple days. All right. Let me start with something inspiring, okay? How many of you guys know Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders, pretty cool, right? Sexy dude. 80s were kind of when I grew up, and Kentucky Fried Chicken was yummy, and it was kind of a big to-go. You know, McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken were kind of the biggest. I think Jack in the Box was around, and Church's Chicken and things like that, but Kentucky Fried Chicken was awesome. And I didn't really know much about Colonel Sanders. He was an old guy that was the logo for, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and, you know, maybe it took him years to come up with this idea. You know, I didn't know how rich he was. I didn't really know much about him. And then after he died, there's some reports saying he died of pneumonia in 1980 or leukemia in 1980. But his story started to pervade out there, and some of you guys have heard of his story. Others haven't, and I guess it's back online going viral. And he has a real, real interesting past. And again, if any of this was wrong, please correct me. But we're talking about Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken. So he was born, and I apologize, I think this he was born in 1890. So, you know, he's a little older. And there I go. My computer's gone. And when, by the time he was 5 years old, he had he lost his father. By the age of 16, he had to quit school. He was born in Henryville, Indiana. At the age of 17, he had already lost four jobs. By the age of 18, he got married. Between the ages of 18 and 22, they say that he was a railroad conductor, but failed. Then they said he joined the Army, but his Army stint didn't last long. He applied for law school and was rejected. They said he became an insurance salesman and didn't succeed at that. At age 19, he became a father. At age 20, his wife left him and took their baby, which was a daughter. He became a cook and a dishwasher in a small cafe. We're talking about Colonel Sanders. He tried to kidnap his own daughter, and he failed at that. But eventually, he was able to convince his wife to return home. At the age of 65, after a long, troubled life, he retired. On the first day of retirement, he received a check from the government for $105. So he was 65 in probably the year 1955. Okay? Because he was born in 1890. He felt that the government was saying that he couldn't provide for himself, giving him that $105 check. So he actually thought of suicide. And he started to sit under a tree writing his will. But instead, he wrote what he would have accomplished with his life. And while he was writing, he realized that there was much more that he hadn't yet done. And this post says there was one thing he knew he could do better than anyone else. And he knew how to cook. So he borrowed $87 against his check, and he bought and fried up some chicken using his, you know, own original recipe. And he started to go door to door to sell the neighbors his chicken. And I think he was in Kentucky at the time. Now, he goes on with this to start an empire. And he was over 65. Now, biography.com says that age 40, Sanders was running a service station in Kentucky where he would feed hungry travelers. And then he moved his operation to a restaurant across the street and featured his fried chicken. And he was named a Kentucky Colonel in 1935 by Governor LaFoon. Now, this doesn't seem to jive. You know, with this history where he was thinking about suicide, this makes it sound like he kind of started his empire after 65. But on biography.com, and again, the point is still the same, no matter how history looks at it, and I'll get to the point. Go to biography.com. They say in 1952, Sanders began franchising his chicken business. So he was already 60, now he's 62, or actually 67. His first franchise sale went to Pete Harmon, who ran a restaurant in Salt Lake City, where, quote, Kentucky Fried Chicken had the allure of a southern regional specialty. Then he started traveling across the country, cooking batches of chicken from restaurant to restaurant. He struck deals. Apparently that paid him a nickel for every chicken the restaurant sold, so he would get royalties. In 1964, he had more than 600 franchised outlets. That was when he was 74 years old. He then sold his interest in the company for $2 million to a group of investors. 1966, Kentucky Fried Chicken went public. Listed on the New York Stock Exchange in 1969, more than 3,500 franchise and company-owned restaurants then worldwide. By 1971, Hublin Inc. acquired KFC Corporation for $285 million. And the company just obviously blew up. Then KFC was acquired in 86 by RJR Nabisco by PepsiCo Inc. for approximately $840 million. And this was basically started when he was, quote, a senior, contemplating suicide. They say Sanders continued to visit the KFC restaurants around the world as an ambassador spokesman. He also was, you know, on commercials. And then there's reports that he died of either leukemia or pneumonia. Many times they can go hand in hand. December 16th, 1980. So, what's the point? All right, this is Colonel Sanders. And he did have some military training. He didn't become a colonel in the military, but he was given that name. But he did serve. What this means is you are never too old to start a dream. And we talked about midlife crises, and I said, let's not call it a midlife crisis. Let's call it a midlife reboot. Sometimes it's a crisis when you just start to cheat on your wife or husband and, you know, say up yours to the job, and then you just kind of, you know, end in ruin. That's a midlife crisis. But if you say, you know what, I want a career change, or I want to improve this relationship I'm in, or I want to do things I've never done and travel and whatever, you know, or start a business, that's a reboot. And these reboots are sometimes some of the most successful things ever. You know, a man who, according to history, failed at so much, failed at, you know, multiple jobs, at a marriage, and it sounds like maybe the marriage became successful later, but, you know, failed and was rejected and rejected and rejected. Well, didn't Abraham Lincoln lose a couple elections too? But you're never going to succeed without failure. So there's a lot of you out there, including myself, who have failed at so much. And sometimes you just have to do a lateral step. You just have to take a look at yourself and go, okay, what am I good at? You know, I'd always wanted to write a book. I'm not very good at writing. You know, I do kind of have a fictional piece I'm working on, but I don't really like to write. I do it. I don't like to write. But one day I realized that there was something I was good at, and I was good at explaining to students how to do something. So I decided to make a book of that. And then now that book has turned into multiple books. And I never expected to become an author. When I was in school, I just liked math and science. I didn't like English. And so what I'm saying is you could become successful no matter what age you are. If Colonel Sanders could do this at the age of 65, you guys could do anything. I mean, now that you have internet at your fingertips and YouTube and free advertising and ways to get the word out. And so, you know, we give up. We get depressed. I like that idea. If any of you are thinking of suicide, rather than writing a will, write about things you wish you did. And then, first of all, if you think about suicide, make sure you see a medical provider. Okay, make sure you see, you know, a counselor. But you can travel now. There are very inexpensive ways to travel. You know, these extreme coupon people, they like know how to get the cheapest flights. Every now and then for like an hour, right, like a month, these airlines drop the price and you're able to grab a cheap flight. I mean, you want to go somewhere, you could go somewhere. You could take a train, you could take a boat. You've always wanted to go see China, go. If you've always wanted to start a business, do it. Things don't have to cost that much or be impossible. So very inspiring. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The advance of Turkish forces into northeastern Syria is now into its second day. The Turkish president saying the air and ground offensive has killed over 100 what he calls terrorists in the invasion of Syria. It's unclear whether those killed, though, were fighting with the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The UN Security Council due to meet today to discuss the situation. The Turkish invasion began after U.S. troops were pulled from the area. Two of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani's business associates, are now being charged with conspiracy and campaign finance violations. The case linked to efforts to get Ukraine to investigate former VP Joe Biden and his son. An unnamed member of Congress also referenced in the federal indictment that was filed in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Investment mistakes? Oh boy, I've seen some doozies.
Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
Things like being too conservative, ignoring the long-term erosion of your wealth from inflation, or trying to time the market. And if you're retired or close to being, you may not have enough time to recover. So use your noodle and call for our free guide.
13 retirement investment blunders to avoid explains how anyone can stumble on the road to retirement. With errors like working with a non-fiduciary advisor or mutual funds with nosebleed level fees, call 1-888-FISHER-0 for your free guide. And as a bonus, we'll send you at no cost, Maximize Your Social Security for Retirement. See how your decisions now can affect this important source of retirement cash flow. Fisher Investments has helped thousands achieve a comfortable retirement.
You can achieve your investment goals without becoming your own worst enemy.
Call 1-888-FISHER-0. That's 1-888-FISHER-0.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I'm sorry you guys had to wait for the goldfish story. Here we are. Now we will talk about the, it's not a goldfish, but it was a koi fish. And it's a happy story. The Australian owners of a koi fish who had undergone a 10-minute surgery last week to remove a potentially deadly tumor have posted a video interview featuring their scaled happy friend swimming with other fish back in his pond. Yes, the koi fish named Bubbles is fine. And the headline says Bubbles Troubles over. And the little girl that owns the koi fish is happy. Fish named Bubbles is believed to be 5 and 8 years old and started growing a mass about 6 months ago. Yeah, fish grow these weird tumors. That's according to the TownsvilleBulletin.com and Fox News. Bubbles owner Michael Dare, who is also owner of the Zen Den Acupuncture Clinic in Townsville, contacted James Cook University veterinarians who told him that the tumor would be fatal for the fish if it wasn't operated on. That's really a lot of love for fish. Dr. Ingrid Danyik performed the surgery, told 9 News North Queensland that the tumor was caused by a virus. Bubbles was taken out of an anesthetic water bath, placed on a wet sponge on the surgical table, and she said the operation went forth as it would with any other animal. The procedure reportedly took 10 minutes, and Bubbles was then placed back into fresh water. So Bubbles was, they did the surgery on the fish out of the water. And I guess Bubbles lived. So, procedure cost $300. I'm not really sure if $300 is a lot more in Australia than it is here. And $300 to save a fish is a lot of money. But survival is more important than cost. We don't know what the name of the tumor was. I'm watching the doctor operate on the fish. And the fish is asleep. Maybe that's what they did. They lowered the respiration so it didn't have that much of an oxygen demand. And some of these fish can, you know, last out of water for a certain period of time. And fish is alive. So, again, I apologize you guys had to wait so long for me to cover that story. But there we go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, while we're talking about viruses, this acute flaccid myelitis, this very, very scary virus that's affecting kids that looks identical to polio, but it's not polio. Doctors are still trying to find the source. And remember I said they're thinking it might be an enterovirus very similar to polio, but not exactly polio? Well, it sounds like that they are almost positive that it's a virus. So the condition strikes young children. It can start with, like, you know, fever, sniffles, etc. But then what happens is these kids start to lose control of their limbs. They might have trouble swallowing or breathing, and they may end up paralyzed. Some die. Thus far, 570 families have seen this happen to their kids since year 2014. And because it's not technically polio, they can't call it polio. So they're calling it acute flaccid myelitis. Myelitis is an issue with the muscles. Flaccid means weak or limp. And so Susan Coyne, mother of Evan Mazenek, he developed AFM back in 2004 when he was 7 years old. And she said it was really scary because when this first started, nobody knew what it was. Came on quickly. Kid had a fever and an ear infection. And then all of a sudden, the limb weakness and paralysis began several days later. Just as Evan was getting over the fever and mom thinking he's getting better, he lost control of his arms and legs. He couldn't move. He couldn't lift. He couldn't walk. So he spent a year and a half in intensive rehab. He had to learn how to walk and move his arms again. It just sent him back years. And, I do telemedicine. And there was a mom who had called in saying she thought her daughter was just tired. But she's kind of worried about her daughter right now because she just lies there floppy. And she says she can't move her arms and legs. And I'm like, oh boy, that could be either Guillain-Barré or this acute flaccid myelitis. I'm like, get her to a hospital now. And, you know, parents are saying, well, the kid's tired and they don't want to move. And, you know, some of our kids are dramatic. You know, my kids are. They're like, oh, I'm sick. I can't go to school. I have appendicitis. Why do you have appendicitis? Because my left elbow hurts. You go, that's not what your appendix is. Oh, well, then I have left elbowitis. And I'm like, come on, please. So the problem is, you know, when you have kids that are kind of drama, you know, very dramatic, you know, when they get sick because they don't want to go to school, sometimes you're not getting a full history. And so, well, this is what I would do with my kids, okay? So whenever my kids would start to kind of give me a line, like they had appendicitis or whatever, I'm like, all right, let me call the surgeon. Let's get you into surgery. All right. You're going to, you know, realize you're going to be getting some shots, but it's okay. No. I don't think I have appendicitis. Do you want me to check your appendix to make sure? Yeah, check. Make sure. No, you're good. Oh, okay, good. Whew. Oh, I'm glad. I thought I had appendicitis, but okay, good. Yeah, I'll go to school. Yeah, so when I give them a choice of going into surgery and getting shots or going to school, now, again, I don't want them to lie to me. If they have an illness, they have an illness. But, you know, I could usually kind of weed out the BS. Okay, so now we, with this acute flash of my light, it's a paper published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics, finds that the condition may be triggered by a virus. Scientists have documented outbreaks every other year, beginning in 2014 and then 2016 and 2018. Last year, there were 233 cases in the U.S., and the thing is it's only it's the majority of the cases are kids under six. So they've been looking at enterovirus D68, and we've talked about this before. And the data suggests that during the years when there's a lot of EVD68 circulating in the U.S., they see more cases of acute flaccid and myelitis. So they see a trend in the resurgence of a, you know, virus prevalence and then a trend in AFM, acute flaccid and myelitis. Plus, lab patients from the patients diagnosed with this confirm a link with the virus. And again, enterovirus is very similar to polio, but not necessarily polio. They say we see a large portion of respiratory specimens positive for enterovirus, about half of those that are positive for EVD68. Exactly. They need to get a vaccine for this sucker and now. Now, they say so far this year appears to be an off year. There's been 20 cases of this reported to date. And we haven't really talked about it a lot on the news this year. They've been out there, but not as bad as last year. And so they say they know AFM can be caused by different things, but if they do isolate the virus, then they could make a vaccine. So how common is this enterovirus D68? It's pretty common. They say it's around all the time. So the next question I have as a doctor is if this virus is around and it has, you know, surges in certain years, if one kid gets it, why don't their siblings get it also? Why doesn't the whole family get it? And it looks like in these cases, almost every case, it's just one individual in the family that gets it. So then the other problem is it isn't just a vaccine issue, it's also a genetic issue. That means the virus, when if we're exposed to it, it's only certain people will come down with this acute flaccid and myelitis, and that's what makes this tricky. What makes you more genetically susceptible to succumbing to this and becoming flaccid, whereas the siblings don't? Or why is it only affecting 5-6-year-olds and not 14-year-olds? So, you know, yeah, maybe they have a little bit more proof that it's the enterovirus, and that's great. But we need to know why. How come a whole classroom then doesn't get it? If one kid has it, and that kid's at school, you know, and that kid is 4 years old, how come all the other 4-year-olds in class don't get it? So they still have a lot more to go with this, and I like that they're studying it during a quote-unquote off year, but they need to figure this out fast. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, we talk about sleep and how much sleep we need, and we kind of have the little Goldilocks theory when it comes to this, okay? And the Goldilocks theory is, can't have too much, you can't have too little, it just has to be just right. Well, we've been talking about for years how people not get enough sleep, they could be at risk for obesity, they could be at risk for diabetes, and then if you're obese or you have diabetes, you're then at higher risk for dementia. So we want you to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's kind of been the rough estimate, 7 to 9 hours. Well, now we're being told that too much sleep could give you dementia. See, just too much. People who get 9 hours a night are at more risk of getting dementia. They found significant drops in memory and verbal tests after 7 years, and they think now the sweet spot is between 7 and 8 hours. Okay, so you're not going to hear us say 7 to 9 hours anymore. It's going to be 7 to 8. Semantics. Tomato, tomato. So, scientists have found that people who slept for 9 hours or more per night showed a significant decline in memory and language skills, early markers of dementia. Those who got less than 6 hours were also at risk. Researchers claiming that less sleep than 7 to 8 or more sleep is bad. Now, they don't know why too much shut-eye could cause dementia, according to Daily Mail. They say people at risk of the disorder have disruptions in their brain, which promote longer sleeps. See, that's what I call it. I go sleep. Sleep. The team of academics from the University of Miami Miller School looked at 5,200 Hispanics over 7 years. Participants all aged between 45 and 75 were part of the nationwide Hispanic Community Health Study of Latinos. It included Latinos from diverse backgrounds in Chicago, Miami, San Diego, the Bronx, and New York City. Participants were given a neurocognitive test at the start and the end of the study. Researchers assessed their attention, memory, language, reaction time, and perception to give a snapshot of the brain health, and then the volunteers had to fill out questionnaires about their sleeping habits over the last 7 days. See, that's the problem I have. You know, if somebody asked me what time I went to bed last night, I think I went to bed at about 10. What time did I fall asleep? I didn't fall asleep till about 11. Because the dog jumped out of the bed, that the cat jumped out of the bed, that I had to go pee. And then I was like, you know, my muscles still ache from my back, so I took a hot shower. So if I forgot about doing all that, I really didn't go to bed till about 11-something. And then when did I wake up? Well, you know, that I have. That I have discreet, because it was my alarm clock. But did I wake up multiple times throughout the night? Yeah. Did I tell study authors that? No. So, you know, I don't like questionnaires when it comes to studies. You can still get some good data, but it's not ideal. So they were asked what time they normally go to bed, what time they usually wake up, and if they had napped at any point during their day. 50% of participants slept for an average of 9 hours each night. I couldn't imagine getting 9 hours every night. That'd be wonderful. At the end of 7 years, the group saw their cognitive performances across all fields fall. Their learning skills plummeted by 22%, word fluency dropped by 20%, memory fell by 13%. So they think that too much sleep gives you lesions in the brain known as white matter hyperintensities. They're seen as white spots on an MRI scan, and it raises the risk of cognitive decline, dementia, and stroke. Now, they think the reason why these lesions light up is because there's less blood flow to the brain. Now, Dr. Ramos is a neurologist and sleep expert at the University of Miami. He said insomnia and prolonged sleep duration appear to be linked to a decline in neurocognitive functioning and can precede the onset of Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. So, you know, now what you are probably sitting here thinking about is, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, first of all, I barely get 4 hours of sleep, some of you guys just can't fall asleep. You want to know what to do about that. And that is, it is frightening. You know, I think we have an underslept society, a very exhausted society. I think there's a lot of things contributing to that. One is, I think, you know, people worry too much, they think too much. And so when they go to bed, that's when they can stop and think. And they just sit there and lie in bed and they think. You have others where they're on their phones before they go to bed. My husband does that too. He knows it's bad to be on the phone, but he's reading the news. You know, I'm getting to bed and the light is on, in a way, not the light, but the room is all lit up with the phone. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm looking at the news. So he's reviewing the news on his phone. Now, he could fall asleep pretty easily. But, you know, and he'll shut it off for me because I'm like, I can't sleep. I don't really talk to him nice anymore. We've been married 20-some years. So instead, like, oh, baby, can you shut that off? I love. Let's make love. No, now I can't sleep. So then he shuts it off, so I just got to sleep. Yeah. And so, you know, no, he's not looking at porn. He's reading the news. And so sometimes when you're on a smartphone or your tablet or your computer, and then you go to bed, you're not going to sleep. But a real common cause of people not going to sleep is they're in pain. They hurt. They can't get comfortable. So they're moving around, and they're, you know, I threw out my back. And so trying to find the right pillow and the right, you know, get all comfortable, whatever, you know. And then I finally get on my side, and I feel really, really good. And then I start cutting up blood supply to my arm. And so I am tossing and turning, trying to get into a good position. And what a lot of people end up doing then is if they can't get into a good position, or they're uncomfortable or in pain, and you can't get, you know, pain medication hardly anymore, they either just try to, you know, fight it, or they take a sleeping pill. And so what we're going to see, which I think we already see and nobody's talking about in the news, is this opioid epidemic is starting to give rise to a huge sleeping pill epidemic. We kind of already had an epidemic, but now it's going to be bigger. Because people are like, look, if I can't get a narcotic, at least I can get a sleeping pill so I can at least sleep and then hopefully be pain-free for those hours. Now, people ask about the dangers of sleeping pills. Well, there was that study that scared the hell out of a lot of us where if you take at least 4 sleeping aids a month, whether it's over-the-counter, whether it's prescription, you add an increased risk of early death. And I don't think it's because so much of a sleeping pill. I think it's because you might have a condition that, you know, like diabetes or heart disease or, you know, arthritis or whatever, where all in all, it prevents you from being as healthy as people that don't have those. And so that's why maybe you die younger than or earlier than others. But we do notice that people who take sleeping pills have issues with their eyes, like double vision. They have issues with their memory. And so, you know, we have this dependence on things to help us sleep. And, you know, we've talked about how to get a good night's sleep. You know, you need to be off your computer and lights for at least 2 hours. You need to maybe go out on the porch, shut everything off, just kind of watch the stars, let your melatonin start to kick in, because the melatonin, you know, kind of, your body knows when to fall asleep. We just interrupt it with all this artificial light. A cooler room, you know, I used to always get cold, and now, you know, I'm like, okay, let's just lower the temperature to the 60s. And my husband's like, what are you talking about? It's like, I can't sleep. And I can only sleep when it's colder now. So get the room cold, get really comfy bed and pillow and covers, not too hot, not too cold. If you need like a cold sheet and then you need a warm blanket because you go back and forth throughout the night, that's fine. You got to get the animals off the bed. You know, my cat likes to be like the Oreo cream, you know, in between my two pillows. And she likes to sleep in between the pillows. And so every time I turn my head, I must roll onto her, and I go, meow. And so she keeps doing that, like, throughout the night. She goes, meow, because I guess I roll onto her. I'm like, get your stupid tissue away from my head. But she doesn't care. That's where she sleeps. And, you know, she'll yell at me in the middle of the night. And then the dog. The dog, of course, wants to do licky mouth. Dogs love to lick your mouth, probably because they think there's some excess dinner on there. And then I have that. So, you know, you really need to, you need to get rid of the pets. You need to get the bed comfy. You need to have a cooler room. Sometimes take a hot shower before you go to bed. And you got to be away from the computers and the lights for at least a couple hours. Like I said, go outside for a little bit and look at the stars. 1-877-DR.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.